Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy, they've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Briley. Boy, we're quite sparkly. You look like you've been to Krypton or something, or Superman.
Krypton.
What do you call?
They'd be green if it was Krypton.
No, not Krypton, but the like, Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, it's Fortress of Solitude. It is. Yeah, it's like the Fortress of Solitude, isn't it? With all the little crystals.
Yeah. Like you're still your Superman's girlfriend. Also joining us, Philip James Unger, engineering the show as always. Very talented, but eerily creepy. Where's my button? Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incomprehensibly boring show. This is a show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us an email about anything. Nothing is verboten or off limits, hence the warning at the beginning of the program. You get to remain totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. I don't know who you are. Diane doesn't know who you are. Nobody knows who you are. Only you know who you are. In the safety of this anonymity, you can ask any question. In exchange for that anonymity, we will be brutally honest. While we live in a sea of Christian programming where everybody's overwhelmingly concerned about how you feel, we don't care 2 cents about how you feel. We're interested in you doing things right, not about how you feel about it. If that's not for you, then this is not the show for you. If you're uncomfortable with it, just don't participate or don't watch it. But amazing, we get more emails than we can handle.
Yes,
I mean, they just come in. People want to know what we think, and that's all this is. This is not counseling. Good grief. If you need counseling, you need to go see a counselor. You're not going to get help by get serious counseling from some psycho on a television show or radio show. But this is an opportunity for you to throw out some questions and hear what somebody else thinks, and we will tell you exactly what we think. If we like what you say, we will celebrate you. We will praise your thoughts. If we don't like what you have to say, we will castigate you. 3 versions of castigation on the show. 1 is we will give you a swirly. This is where we stick your head in the toilet and we flush it. And hopefully the water spinning around your head will knock you out of your crazy delusions. If we think you're absolutely nuts, you'll get the goat button. Nobody knows why it's a goat. And if you blather on too much with unnecessary details, you get the chicken. You get all 3.
E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O. If you get all 3, you are officially out of your ever-loving mind. All right. Mrs. Briley, what have you?
I want to know if you were actually impressed with the fact that I knew the Fortress of Solitude.
I was.
Come on.
I was.
Okay, I actually knew what that is.
I'm sure that's crystal. Where you got that stuff.
I went there. Mm-hmm.
Daughter of Jor-El.
He destroyed his Fortress of Solitude.
I know.
That's what she found the pieces.
Shards.
Those are the shards.
I made it from the shards.
Those are the shards. He destroyed it? Did he really destroy it? When did you destroy it? Mm-hmm. I don't think he destroyed it.
I think he did.
I don't know, because
I have a Fortress of Solitude. It's my man cave.
The truth is, I'm not a big Superman fan. I got this all of my knowledge through Smallville. Because I watched all the whole entire series of Smallville.
Really? Did you see the new Superman movie?
I did.
Or as I call it, the Mark Unger story?
Yes. I did see that.
That guy was really buff in that thing, wasn't he? It's like looking in the mirror, man. I was like, whoa. That's what I look like to people.
Uh-huh, I'm sure. Okay.
All right, what do you got?
This little article, again, you sent this to me.
I did?
Yes, you did. I don't know why, but I've assumed you wanted me to use it on the show because you sent it to me.
Oh, not necessarily.
Oh.
What's it say? Just because I send you stuff doesn't mean actually what you...
Well, most often,
there's all kinds of stuff I send you.
I
hope you never bring to the show.
No. Yeah, I know. There are some articles that I have that filter on. But I just assumed that this was one. I thought that you had a rant on this one or something.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I think that you do, actually. I'll tell you what your rant should be if you can't think of it.
All right.
Sacramento County's Health Department will begin distributing a take-home STD test for women that, get this, won't cost users a penny.
All right.
But guess who it is going to cost a penny? Apparently, the city has one of the highest rates of STDs in the state. Keeps going up every year. What's that?
Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yep.
Sacramento.
Yes.
People can't keep it in their pants in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, there's epidemics of chlamydia
and
gonorrhea.
Stop thinking how stupid we are. Mm-hmm. Our country, Western culture, spends billions of dollars on trying to deal with diseases that would not exist. Yes. If people would just control themselves.
Yes. That was your rant. That's why I figured you sent it to me.
Keep your pants on. Mm-hmm. See, what are people, cats and dogs? Mm-hmm. You know, they're in heat. As soon as something goes like, you know, they go crazy. Yeah. Good grief.
Yes.
What insanity. You would think just the risk of coming away with a disease that, if not kill you, would make you profoundly miserable would be a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently not.
No. Well, and these are free now because the state's paying for them. So this goes along. That's why I thought you said
it
to me.
But it still doesn't cure anything.
No, but the rant is they spend all this money. Yes, you've got it. And then apparently when you know you have it, you're supposed to take precautions or...
Yeah. They're going to put a sign?
I don't know.
Unclean. Unclean.
No.
Of course they're not going to tell anybody.
No, they're not.
Knowing is half the battle.
So it's like that just at-home kit and then you send it in and you go online and you see what the status of your results are online. So it's all safe and anonymous and free. Well, free to the person using it, not free to the taxpayers.
Does
it
have a little button you can click to post this to Facebook and Twitter?
Post my results.
Share your results with Facebook and Twitter.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe you can advertise
you
are clean.
Share with all your friends. You got gonorrhea. Like, push the like button if you like that I got gonorrhea.
They're hoping that it will lower the rates of STDs in Sacramento, Sacramento County.
Okay, look, I'm not trying to condemn anybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get the temptation. I'm a guy. Everybody's tempted. But what line do you cross in your head? People routinely will go out on a date with someone they've met for the first time and be naked as a jaybird with this person mm-hmm. by the end of the night. You know, doing the horizontal mambo with someone you don't know what they have. Where's that thing been?
Sorry, I watch stuff on TV, and that happens all the time. And I just sit there and I talk out loud to the television or whoever's in the room with me. What about STDs? Yuck! I mean, that's all I can think of when they show that stuff. But they never seem to mind, I guess. And people do it all the time. It's disgusting to me.
Disgusting. Is there no sense? Of course, I think, well, I'll use condoms. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't use condoms because condoms are pretty miserable little devices. And even then, it's not a guarantee.
Well, especially if it's oral sex because of the HPV transmission through that now.
Yeah, do you know the number one cause of...
oral and throat cancer.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Throat cancer in America is not cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It's not chewing tobacco. It's oral sex.
Yeah.
And we're not talking with your spouse. We're talking about these people go around and they wrap their lips around anybody's willy in town.
Just pass it
around. And they get cancer from this. It's like, ew!
It's not from the act. Somebody wrote in and said it's not from the act. We get that. It's not from the act.
By the way.
It's from the HPV that gets transmitted via the act. We get that.
By the way, I get static because I always go, blech, when I think about this stuff.
I know.
But then I saw this ad.
Oh, I know. I sent that to you.
You sent this ad. Now, there's a big thing out there.
It's like those little dissolving things that you know, like cold medicine and stuff they have for kids, the little strips that you put on your tongue.
You put in your mouth
dissolves.
To help cover the icky taste.
Women to use during oral sex. Sitting in the doctor's office flipping through magazine, it was Red Book magazine, regular straight up ladies magazine.
When you have to sell.
And there's an ad.
When you have to sell.
To cover up the blech.
Where is the appeal in this? What is the matter with people? And then they get cancer from this stuff?
And everything else.
all these diseases, and I mean, what does it take? What you talk about being slaves to their passions today? People will freely engage in behavior that will cost them their health and possibly their lives, and they still will not stop. I would argue they cannot stop. They're slaves to sin. Now, you become a born-again Christian, that changes. You don't have to do any of this stuff anymore. That's what's sad, someone who is a Christian who keeps doing this behavior. But you would think, good grief, the risk of all this. So, you know, all you people in Sacramento, here's something to be proud of. We're the chlamydia capital of the world. Whee! Good grief. Sacramento. That's like a nice part of California.
Apparently.
Apparently they're very friendly.
Yeah. They're real nice to each other.
Apparently they're really, really, really friendly in Sacramento. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
This podcast of The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks in the world. Over 100,000 titles, periodicals, fiction, nonfiction, educational, uneducational. You got educational books. They have like the opposite. What's an opposite of an educational book? A stupid book?
I guess. An uneducational book?
Do they have a category? Stupid? Yeah. Educational, geography, stupid. I have a funny feeling that's where my book would wind up. Let's get some stupid for Mark Gunger. Anyway, for the listeners of the show, because a lot of people don't have time to read, but they do have time to listen, you can go to audible.com and you can get a free download. Any book, whatever, in their entire library, you can download absolutely free, no charge, and get a 30-day free trial. If you'll go to audiblepodcast.com/Gungor, G-U-N-G-O-R, audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Do it today.
Distant views try to shape my vision. Perceptions change, my views they range from my human condition.
You listen to the music of Jimmy Bratcher. Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. One of my best friends in the world. Great artist. I might go on the road with him in a little bit in December.
Really?
Yeah, just on like big prison things right around Christmas. Mm. Thought, hey man, I'm supposed to visit people in prison, right?
You are.
So go to jam with the man. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails that you can send to us at ask@markgunger.com. I got my African shirt on today.
You do?
It's Africa Day. Africa! It's my Madiba shirt.
Thanks.
That's what they call Nelson Mandela there, Madiba. It's their term of endearment. Our biggest audience probably is in Africa.
It is.
It really is. Africa is a wonderful country. I was just not too long ago in Nigeria.
No, you were not.
Not in Nigeria. Kenya. In Kenya.
In
Nairobi. Mm-hmm. Nairobi, Kenya. Had a wonderful time. They worked me like a Missouri mule, but had a great time. Fabulous people. Some of the most wonderful people in the world. And one of the things that I really believe, I think the Christian community on the continent of Africa is much stronger in the Christian community in America. America's a disaster. I'm talking about the church. The church is a mess. No wonder the country's a mess. But in Africa, it's more like, you know, even non-Christians have some sense of Christian morality, mm-hmm. Because of the effect of the church. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. And they're way healthier, I think, spiritually than Christians in America are. There's only really one beef I have with them. And it's really a problem, is that you guys in Africa wait so long to get married.
Was it like that in Kenya, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Same deal.
Just like South Africa.
They're into their 30s, almost 40 before they get married. Dudes, you're half dead. How long do you think you people live? What a waste. Do you know you reach your sexual peak at 18, and then you're going to wait 15, 20 years to do something about it? No oneness. And then that's where the church, their struggles, because they're a big knock, because they really struggle with sexual immorality.
Yeah.
Well, of course you do. When your sexual peak is 18 and you don't even consider marriage. Some don't even consider dating until they're almost 30.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, get on with it, you guys. Goodness gracious. 40 years old. Half dead. Good grief. I don't know how long they think they live over there. They're not doing the math. We've got the same problem in America. Not nearly as bad, though, as in Africa. I've never seen anywhere as bad as there. And man, the church needs to change the way they think about that over there. All right. What do you got?
Okay, first email of the day. Ready, boys? He says, I am curious as to what you think about the practice of Christian naturism or nudism.
Nudism.
There are
Now, I'm all for naturism. Isn't that going outside and enjoying nature and hunting and fishing? And
I think this is a different
kind. I like to go out on my snowmobile.
This is nothing between you and the nature.
That's it. And I don't think you'd want to be snowmobiling or on your
Buck
ATVs
naked.
Like
See,
that.
Where we live in the world, it's so cold here, you don't have a lot of nudists. Because your willy would fall off because it would it's freeze. So I mean, it would be so cold. There's not a lot of nudists in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm. That's the good news.
But apparently,
and a lot of women don't walk around half-dressed either. It's too cold. Yes. All right.
There are apparently recreational camps all around the U.S. and in the world.
Recreational camps.
Yes, where born-again, Bible-believing Christians participate in pure non-sexual nudity.
Okay. He's an idiot. All right. The Bible's very, very clear. You're not supposed to be looking at the nudity, the nakedness of, and it goes, oh, you shouldn't look at the nakedness of your sister and your cousin and your brothers and the neighbor. And you're not supposed to be looking at anybody's nakedness, for heaven's sakes. Bible-believing. Bible-believing my butt.
Which Bible?
These are people, and I'll say a covered butt, just for the record. These are people, they just make up, you know, a lot of people just make up Christianity. They live any way they want, and they call, well, we're Christians, you know. It's crazy. Do I believe in you know, what would Jesus do? You know, we always say, what would Jesus? Can you see Jesus and the apostles
out there
going out there just
soccer and volleyball,
letting it fly in the wind at a recreational facility?
Well, that's what he says. Would you consider totally nude men, women, and children with their genitals and breasts completely exposed and visible playing a recreational game of soccer or volleyball in a non-sexualized manner to be a form of pornography or sexual impurity?
I play soccer.
And you don't want to do it naked.
Just out of the logistics of the whole thing.
No.
I wouldn't find that.
No. All you got is your shin pads on, right?
I guess. I just.
What?
Well, these people are playing volleyball, jumping up and down. Like,
Some things need to be secured.
That's right. They do.
When you're running around.
They do.
It's like, man, what the heck? Do I think it's some kind of sexual impurity? Yes.
Yes.
The fact that you don't see that shows you are a moron.
I don't know that he doesn't see that, or if he's trying to argue the point that he thinks it is and somebody else thinks it isn't.
Look,
I'm not sure.
Anybody
what
who's got to write
from.
Us to ask the question, gee, is walking around with your genitalia flapping in the wind, is there any biblical problem with that?
Yeah.
Needs a swirly. Goodness gracious. And the go button. And the chicken. You're officially crazy. Goodness gracious.
It's just
and this is where we
so
are. Can
levels.
You believe it? This is where we are now.
Uh-huh.
Now we're defending whether or not you should actually wear clothes. Trust me, you should wear clothes. Listen, here's the other thing. Most people do not look good naked.
And then you're out there running around playing soccer and
but he's
volleyball?
He's saying it's not about that.
I know. I don't care. You're supposed to clothe yourself. Pretty clear. Well, Adam and Eve were naked before the fall. As soon as the fall, the first thing he did.
Cover them up.
Put some clothes on them.
Our soccer team is sponsored by Laugh Your Way, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, please don't do
They're
it.
They're not a nudist team, though.
Well, it was going to be, yeah, Laugh Your Way was buying us jerseys. But I figured a way
See,
we could save some money.
It'd be
there you go. Save the cash.
It would be a lot cheaper to sponsor the team if they were a naked team. Yeah. I will say that. Except yeah. Where do you put the name of the company, though? Tattoo it on them.
Sticker.
Oops. Sticker.
Please put a sticker.
Throw stickers on their back. Sponsored by Laugh Your Way. Whee!
Bumper
well,
sticker.
The stickers will be very cheap.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry to break all the hearts of all you nudists out there.
Well, and I had
this would be sand this volleyball, I'm assuming.
Oh, yuck.
This is the...
You wouldn't want to slide
This is where we
soccer.
Are.
No.
This is where we
I
are.
I sent you the one little website thing that it's the Christian couples swingers website. It was a dating, you know, that you could discreetly, you know, faith-based people. What?
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue the rant on this insanity right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
nasty with a perfect beard.
Yeah.
This part's not nearly as entertaining for all those who podcast.
So clean, no one.
Yeah, they're dancing right now. All you people listening on the radio, get up, dance right now. If you're at work, just get up, stop shaking her. It's Jimmy Bradger. Now, if you're driving your car, don't dance. You might kill yourself. For those of you watching TV, you can groove in your living rooms. The music of Jimmy Bradger off his new CD. Had so much fun playing. We were at Sturgis motorcycle rally, and I was on the keyboard.
Speaking of nudity.
Speaking of nudity, because we just got an email. The Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails about said subjects. Someone sent us an email and says, is it okay to go to Christian nudist camps?
We're all naked in the eyes of the Lord.
I guess.
What's the name of that movie?
Steve Martin?
No, is it A-Team? What's the name of that movie? The Dream Team.
The Dream Team?
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. We're all naked in the ass of the
Lord. I don't think I've seen that one.
You've never seen it?
I don't think
so. It's hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think so.
It's crazy, guy.
It's not ringing any bells.
He goes to church and starts stripping. Anyway. So what do we think of Christian nudist camps? We think it's ridiculous. Okay, Christians should not be walking around naked. And we're just saying, you know, this is not a beautiful thing for most people. Of course, to them, it's not about really lust or sex or anything.
It's still not okay.
It's still not okay. I don't care what you're thinking. You're supposed to keep your clothes on. And the fact that someone's got to email us to ask some pastor, is it okay? We got a nudist camp. It's a Christian nudist camp.
Well, they put Christian on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if they put Christian on it, that makes it okay.
They got Christian all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's why I was trying to tell you. I sent you this website that they have this online for Christian swingers so that you can match up with other couples. So this is what the website says, Phil. Listen.
Don't read the website.
No, I'm not.
Look for it.
I'm just going to read their little blurb here. It says, for Christian swingers, things are not easy. Often other religious people judge you out of ignorance or envy, telling you
that your
lifestyle.
Why would they do that? Why would they judge you?
Love practices are wrong, but the Bible teaches us, judge not, lest ye be judged. I mean, and then it just goes on and on about keeping your privacy.
Too bad the Bible never talks about orgies and the such.
And the such.
About, yeah, you're not supposed to go to orgies and the such, which is that's what swinging
that's what
is.
It is.
You know, only when it comes to areas of sex have we lost our mind. Can you imagine a Christian killers club?
Oh, hang on. It might be coming.
Oh, yeah. We kill people. And Christians get together. Don't judge us. You know, a Christian thieving. We break into home, steal stuff. But it's Christians. We're murderers for Jesus. I mean, only with sex are we so stupid. Good Lord. We'll be back with more right after this.
Caution, the Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Beam of radiance of light.
We are back, Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering people's emails that they can email to us at ask@markgunger.com. A little music there from Michael O'Brien. Okay, are we done with the nudist questions?
Oh, I thought you were going to play your song. You're just doing it during the break. Okay. Moving
people
on.
People are crazy. Uh-huh. Can we be naked? Can we have a naked Christian club? No.
So you're on the no side of that. Yeah.
Okay. Can we have a
no
Christian swingers club?
No. Can we have a Christian adultery club?
No.
Can we have a Christian killing club? No. Just because you say the word Christian in front of it. I'm telling you.
I know.
People just make this stuff up now.
Of course they do.
They can't follow the basic morality of the Ten Commandments or the basic teachings of Jesus. No. We have got to cross the line in all kinds of insane ways, call it Christian, and then the one verse everybody loves that Jesus said is, don't judge, lest ye be judged. Okay.
That means that you can do anything you want in any context you want, and nobody can say anything, because if they do, they're judging you.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, kind of judging Jesus, talking about, is trying to analyze people's motives. You know, if somebody gets mad, and then you judge them, and, you know, you don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You shouldn't be judging and giving why people do what they do and all that kind of stuff. But then there's the obvious stuff. And Paul wrote in the Bible, says, can't you judge? I'm not even there and I'm judging. Mm-hmm. Not all judging is wrong. They don't read the Bible. They make this stuff up. Mm-hmm. Stick the word Christian on front. Christian cat
too busy playing naked soccer.
I'm sorry. Just the pain of it.
Oh,
the volleyball.
I guess you can't do shirts versus skins. Just kind of.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Everyone looks. Everybody's skins.
How do you tell? Really? How would you tell who's one side of the team? Everybody's running around buck naked.
Well, you'd have.
How do you play soccer?
Armband. That's what I was going to say. Armband. Headband. Colored headband.
Armbands. Headbands.
Different color shoes.
Look, I'm just assuming that guy's crazy. If that's your version of Christianity,
I mean, I've heard of nudist camps. That was my first introduction to Christian version.
I didn't know we had Christian nudist camps.
I didn't know that there were Christian nudist camps either.
All right.
Called Adam and Eve's.
I guess. I don't know.
The Garden of Eden?
All right.
It could be. All right. Moving on. She says, my husband has a Facebook account and I don't. Mm-hmm. I've expressed my concern and feelings of disrespect toward me from his continuous use of this social media.
Why?
He says he first signed up to keep in touch with family. However, the majority of contacts are not family. Mm-hmm. I simply feel that he has more of a social life on Facebook than he does with me. Mm-hmm. Is it wrong of me to ask him to delete his Facebook account? I have seen some chat sessions and messages that made me feel uncomfortable. He doesn't see it as inappropriate. What should I be or not be doing or saying? I'm a private person. It seems like he wants everyone on his account to know where we go, where we are, and what we're up to.
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it okay for her to tell him to delete the Facebook account
You can have whatever debate you want to have. Everything in marriage is debated out, okay? You debate and you negotiate everything. You know, there's a biblical question. The Bible doesn't say anything about Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, what Bible say about how much time do you play video games? It doesn't. Everybody's looking for clear, black and white. Here's the line. There's the line. No, there's a lot of gray out there, and you just wrestle it through, and you, what's the word? Fellowship intensely.
Yeah.
Someone said.
Yes.
Their version of fighting is, he doesn't call it fighting. We call it intense fellowship. There's a lot of intense fellowship that has to happen. Every couple argues about stuff. That's what you figure out what the lines are, and these little lines vary from couple to couple. You know, and you just have to argue it out. Yeah, I know. It's bugging my ears. So. Tough.
The husband tells her when she tells him to delete it, that it's confining him to a box. And he doesn't like that, to be confined to her box.
That's what you argue. Why are you writing me? The fact that she writes me.
She wants to know if it's okay that she tells him.
No, I promise you she's writing me because she's a weak-willed woman. A strong-willed woman would never write me to ask these questions. My wife wouldn't be writing some nitwit pastor somewhere saying, my husband's, he's on a computer too much. What should I do? She would just say, knock it off. I don't think I should. I don't care. Knock it off. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't care if there's anything wrong with it. And we would argue it out. Yeah. We'd finally get to a resolution. Why? Why would I eventually? Usually I will yield. I will find some point. Why? Because I want to have sex with a woman at some point in the future. I got to live with this lady. All right? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And then you just wrestle it out. These are things that you fight about. These are things you debate about in life. You know, writing me about it. You know, what should I do? Mm-hmm. What should I do? So many women, what should I do? Seriously?
I understand the point that she's saying where he puts everything on Facebook and she doesn't want the world to know the business. But when it starts getting, he's having inappropriate chats.
Isn't that what Facebook
chats,
is?
Right.
All and if kinds she doesn't of people like putting
that,
up stuff.
That, yes. But if she doesn't like that, argue about that. But there is no argument to me. If he's chatting with young girls or other women, that's not even in the same category in my mind.
Yeah, and let me ask you, would you write me an email asking what to do?
No.
Nancy, would you write me an email? My husband, he's flirting with women in a Christian nudist camp. What do you think, Pastor? You wouldn't put up with it. Anybody who writes me, you girl, yes. God bless you that you wrote me, but for heaven's sakes.
You can tell your husband.
Snap,
Facebook.
She needs a
you
swirly.
Can tell him that.
Stick your head in the toilet. Let the water refresh your mind. And wake out of your delusion. He shouldn't do it just because you don't want him to do it. And that means you'll fight about it, and you'll wrestle about it, and you'll eventually come to a conclusion about it. And that's all there is to it, you know? Get your family involved. Get your friends involved. See, that's the good thing. The problem with these couples, they live on islands. Mm-hmm. If you live on an island, just you and your spouse, you will turn into cannibals, and you will eat each other. This is an example of cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Okay? Get your friends. Don't you have any friends? Some of you people don't have any friends. Well, I got my friends, and he's got his friends. No, that's your problem, because we all have crazy people who think just like us. That's why we call them our friends. They're as psycho as we are. I'm talking about other couple friends. You get together with other couples, barbecue, you invite them over and stuff, and you talk this stuff out. Listen, Fred wants to be on the computer all the time. He's telling about when we go to the toilet. I don't like it, you know? And your friends would jump in and say, well, Bob, you know, that's a little over the line. Or they might say to you, Sally, you know, you're being a little... That's the healthy thing about having people you can talk stuff through.
You could do a Facebook poll.
Yeah. Invent the poll question on Facebook and ask.
You can poll on Facebook question. I mean, seriously. Yeah. These people, they don't talk about anything. No. Your family, you get together with mom and dad and say, Mom, he's out of... Facebook constantly, you know, Bob, stop that. For heaven's sake, you don't need to be on there. I told my hubby, if he does that, I got to smack him upside the head. And then you get some perspective. It's healthy for these couples to find other couples
talk
that they can rest. The fact that you write me, is something wrong with you. Get some friends. Talk this stuff out. This is the normal debate that people should have. So that's the problem with people. They don't really have family and they don't really have friends. Oh, they have family, but, you know, they don't really talk to them about anything. You get real family, real friends. I promise, these are the kind of issues that come up when you get together and talk. But not when you play this stupid game that most people in America play. You know, nobody should know our business. This is our business. Don't tell nobody. Our business is our business. You're the most miserable married people on earth. No wonder y'all so miserable wind up in divorce. For heaven's sakes, get a clue. Open up. Get some friends. Talk this through. You're not going to be, I can't negotiate this. I'm not here listening to the conversation. But if you'll take the same argument to people that you know and respect, they'll hear both sides and they'll help you find the lines. Mm-hmm. Why is this so difficult for people?
If I were her, I'd get on Facebook, like it or not, and I'd friend him and I'd watch everything because I think he'd be a little more circumspect about what he did if you were right there and you were a friend and you saw it
all. Okay, so you're their friend. Say that, Susie, you get on Facebook, watch everything he says.
So you don't like it. Well, you know, it's a solution.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a million different solutions to this, but you got to wrestle it out. And if you would just get some friends where you guys could honestly talk your issues through, that's a healthy couple. All the healthy couples they'd have no problem having a discussion like this in front of their friends and their family. It's all of you, and there's a ton of you out there. You would never talk about this to anybody. That's why you got to write a nitwit like me. You don't talk to anybody, and you live in this little vacuum of just you and your spouse, and you argue about the stupidest things on earth, and you get miserable with each other, and oh, good grief. Thank God I don't live like these people. I don't get it. There's a reason y'all so miserable, you know. Because you're doing the wrong things. Get a life! Ah! Take a break. I need to check my medication. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails. Mark Gunger with Diane and Phil. What do you got?
Ready? My husband and I have been married for just over a year now. She's 25, he's 29. My husband used to be very clean. Now I am the only one who does any cleaning in our apartment. My husband's excuse is he's working and going to school.
Now when she says he used to be, what?
In his own apartment, when
like
he
months
had his
ago.
Own apartment.
Like weeks ago, months ago? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they've only been married a year.
That's my point.
So
how does she know what he used to be?
Because when they were dating, he kept his apartment very neat and clean.
Here's the thing. When you're dating, people are always giving you the best version of themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Then you marry them, and then you discover the real them.
Okay.
That's marriage.
Yes, that's right.
I'm stumped. Well, we were dating, you weren't that way.
Yeah.
We were dating, she wasn't that way. Really? What
probably
a shocker.
Probably not. Probably not. Okay. Right. So she says his excuse is he's working, going to school. She also works full time. I come home to the same load of clean clothes that I folded and placed in the basket for him to put away.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of normal, isn't it?
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
Yes. I come home to even more dishes in the sink when we have a dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
His cat's litter box is still not cleaned out after me asking him to do it a week before. This sounds just like your house, I'm sorry. When I dare say anything to him about it at all,
it sounds just like my house.
He says he's working hard, he's tired, and doesn't have time to do all the other stuff, but he always has time to go to the gym, she says.
Uh-huh.
I know.
That I don't do.
I know.
We were very close
the
there. Until we
the
got
gym.
To the exercise. Yes. Then that kind of, okay.
She says, right. I know, in capital letters, I shouldn't have to spend my days off picking up after him.
Uh-huh.
Signed, Debbie Gunger. When I call him out for not doing anything, he says I'm nagging. If I mention mm-hmm. anything more than once, I'm a nag. Yet mm-hmm. if I don't say it at all, he forgets. I don't think it's unreasonable for him to get things done without me there to constantly hold his hand. And I really don't think I'm nagging. I'm getting frustrated with the constant struggle, wondering what happened to the guy I was dating who liked organization and cleanliness. And here, yeah. I'm sorry.
There you go. God's dating.
I don't want to throw her under the bus, but uh-huh. here's the signature that she has. You know how people put signatures?
Yes,
she uses
yes.
Romans 5:3-5. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint.
Let's think of the irony of that.
Very
her favorite,
ironic.
Her favorite Bible verse is to let's rejoice in our sufferings, and she writes me to whine about her sufferings.
I thought that was hilarious. I'm sorry, honey.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, that was funny.
Good grief.
Quite funny to me. So she leaves him the laundry clean to put away.
Okay,
but
what would you suggest?
What would I suggest?
Yeah, I know what I would suggest, but go ahead.
I would say get comfortable with normal because this is normal. That's
what I would say. But let's say you come home and there's more dishes than before. Do you wash all the dishes and put them all away?
No.
What do you do?
They sit there until he washes them and puts them away.
I bet you she washes them.
She probably does.
I'll bet you.
She probably puts the clothes away, too.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't like the fact that it doesn't bug him like it bugs her.
Uh-huh. Remember,
and how could anyone possibly handle this kind of
mess? They're the ones who clean their apartments once or four times a year. They change their sheets once a year.
How do you sit down and when the room's this messy? And I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't realize it was that big of a mess. Yeah.
Don't bother us. Yeah.
And here's the thing,
they will get mad just because you're not as upset as they are. Yeah. Well, guess what? He's not you. What a shock.
If you're that miserable, could sit there forever.
If she's that miserable, then you clean the stupid thing. Right now, if we took that camera upstairs and you looked into my laundry basket, mm-hmm. it is, my cup runneth over.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Because you haven't put it away.
It is. He's just pouring out socks and underwear and everything else. Because I still haven't gotten around to putting it away. I eventually will.
Yeah.
But at some point, I get tired of I can't find anything.
Well, that's just it.
And
so
she just
stays
keeps putting
in the
it
thing.
In. That's my thing. But my wife isn't running around freaking out and crying and writing some pastor.
She doesn't do it for you, and she doesn't nag you about it. She just leaves it.
So here. There it is.
Yeah. Take care of
so,
yourself.
So, you know. What she's upset about is that she's not like him. He's not like her. That's her problem. Well, he's not like you. So if he doesn't put away his laundry and stuff, leave it there. Let it pile up.
You'd eventually put the dishes in the dishwasher, wouldn't
yes.
you? Eventually.
Yes.
It just wouldn't be on your wife's timing, perhaps.
Yeah, but we don't have those stupid arguments. Because, you know, after 40 years, you pretty much figure out. That's the other thing. They've only been at this for a year. I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
You need to have a longer-term plan.
Yes.
A little more of a long-term visions and goals here.
You might need...
5-year plan, 10-year
plan.
15,
a good,
40.
Good, a 30-year plan or something. If you're freaking out now after a year, Okay.
But he did it when they were dating.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. If I could make the list of things that are different from when we were dating to now, are you kidding me?
All right, here's my advice, darling. My one-year married bride, when these things drive you crazy, why don't you get down on your knees and stick your head in the toilet and flush? And hopefully the water spinning around your head will wake you out of your delusion. Quit whining about that he was different when he was dating. Of course. Of course he was different when he was dating. He was dating.
You know
now,
what?
Now you're seeing what he's really like. And quit freaking out. You're going to find out these things. If I were you and you asked him, and the deal was, I will clean the laundry, but you put it away. Okay. And he doesn't do it? Let it pile up. Let it pile up to the ceiling. Well, it drives me crazy. Well, there's your problem, see. You're going to have to learn not to let things drive you insane. All right? And at some point, he pays a price. Well, you know, if I don't get these people. And any guy who's been married for more than a year knows this. At some point, you pay a price. You come home. There is no clean clothes anymore. Why? We never put away the other ones. Oh, come on. I got no clean clothes. Well, you better start putting them away then. Oh, man, come on. You start learning these things. Where's dinner? There's no dinner. What do you mean there's no dinner? You still haven't cleaned the... There's nothing to cook on. Everything's dirty. Well, you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. I ate. I cleaned one plate and I had my own little sandwich here. There it was fabulous, by the way. Oh, have lots of fun. I mean, that's the price I would pay.
Yes.
We're not hating each other, but I promise you, that's exactly what we... I would get a clue in a heartbeat.
Yes.
What are you doing? You still cleaning everything, still cooking everything, still putting everything away, still taking care of it, and then whining because he doesn't respond? You know, these are the kinds of things you wrestle through over your 30-year plan. You don't come unglued 1 year into it because he doesn't do everything the way you want it. What are these? Does she really think she's a... What's odd is I think she really thinks she's a unique situation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is only them.
Because he's changed.
Yeah, but I'm saying every couple in the world right now listening to the show on the radio or on the internet or watching on television, every single one of them are laughing right now.
It's normal.
Because what you're describing as this horrible situation is normal. And they've worked it out. And my question is, when he does these things, what price does he pay, my dear? Because in most homes, there would be a price to pay. That's what makes the guy eventually yield. All right, enough of this nonsense. We'll be moving on and coming back with another email right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
She was an angel, so is she. Like mixing whiskey and gasoline. She had a voodoo spirit.
Ooh, the voodoo spirit. And I hate the voodoo spirit.
That's not good.
I hate it when they got the voodoo spirit. This is the music of Jimmy Bratcher here on the Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Answering your emails.
I know you want to move on, but can I say one more thing about this? He's not the way he was when we were dating.
Yes.
I just get sick of hearing about that. Because you know what? None of y'all girls are exactly who you were when he dated you.
Yeah. Either.
So shut up. I bet you he can sit and whine as bad as what you do because I bet you they're not doing the same things and they're not doing this and they're not doing that just like they did when they were dating. Stop it.
Yeah, I bet you one thing you didn't do when you were dating is rag on him.
I bet not.
We used to get those arguments. You used to do this when we were dating and that. And...
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Your wife would bring this up?
Uh-huh.
And what did you say?
What is it with women? What is it with you women?
But so. Are there things that she does or doesn't do and the same thing?
Is it really other?
We never had those conversations. Never. This is the one thing about our situation. When you marry really young and the only girl you've ever dated, and you're dating since you're 14, you meet at 14, by the time you're 18, you're married, you don't have any of these issues. You don't discuss the way you used to be. Because you grow
because
up together.
Because you didn't really date.
Because you know each other.
Yeah.
You so know each other. Anyway. So they get married, and then they... You didn't do this when we were dating.
Yeah, that's funny. I'd be like, oh, you used to like to go and get coffee and go to the coffee shops and sit down. And I was like, I liked being with you, you know? So then it wasn't, I'd go, but then it's like, well, I don't want you to go because I know you don't want to go.
Because then it's the internal motivations of your heart.
Why don't you go if you don't really want to go?
I only want you to want to go.
The good thing is women who do this, I mean, when they say, I don't want you to... You know what most guys want to do? Nothing. We want to do absolutely nothing. That's what we want to do. Now, if that messes with your heart, you're crazy. Good grief. You want to go to the coffee shop? Drag his butt to the coffee shop. You want to go to the movie? Drag his butt to the movie. Well, if he doesn't... Who cares? Why do you care what he really wants to do? Well, he did it before. He didn't really want to do it before. He just did it because you wanted him to. Now, he has to want to do it out of his heart.
I know.
But, we've worked past that, and she does. And now she knows when I do it that I'm doing it totally for her.
Yeah.
So it's not even... And now, it means a lot.
And that's a win.
Yeah.
And that means more to me. If you're doing it sacrificially, that means more to me than if you want to
But a lot of women are psychos. And they only want to do it unless you really want to do it. You girls. Good grief. Nobody else so miserable. All right, that's enough. We'll see you.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.